really, really want you to go because it breaks my heart to kill you. Next morning we got up, not one. Not one. So that only goes to show the unity, and also they each have conscious if you really communicate to that part of their understanding. Anyway, that then I really good at got really good at it, and I used to go to my mom's house and do the same thing. No.
So
no, I don't do that.
So what about like killing an animal for food, like moose or elk? Or
you mean you're going to starve to death if you didn't?
No, just killing it for substance to eat.
It depends. If you don't feel guilty, go ahead and do it, but I warn against it. I really do. Because the reason you kill is because you're still under the law of karma. You would know better and not do it.
No, I mean like to stock your freezer so you can eat for the winter.
Your winter is how bad? You're
well,
going to starve if you don't.
60 below in Alaska. That's where I came from.
A
so
60
anyway.
Below and,
mm-hmm.
and there is no food to sustain you
well,
beside
we had
that.
No money.
Yeah, kill it.
We had no money and
yeah.
we really needed a moose and
yeah.
he was
yeah.
very reluctant. He didn't want to kill anything. But he
you know what? Each case is different. You really have to go to your heart. There is no uniform things. All I know is that it's best to be killed than killed. Until you know who you are. At that time, every movement in your body is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Exactly the way it's supposed to be.
This mouse was on my bed, and I freaked out, and I'm allergic to them, and the smell, and my cats just play with them, and they end up getting away, and then they end up going everywhere, and I can't stand the smell.
Of mouse?
Yes, and I smacked it with this shoe and I felt so bad and I saw it was so cute and I was like, oh my God, and then the poor little thing was
no, the mouse is a different story.
So bad.
The mouse is a different story.
It was in my house on my bed.
No, we have captured mouses too because they used to really...
I have taken them outside and thrown them, and I swear to God, it's the exact same mouse I threw outside that comes back into the house.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I just...
No, I, you know what... We do what we do, and just follow your heart. Follow your conscious voice.
And stuff, so.
Yeah, follow your conscious voice. I don't think we can be a killer,
mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't worry about that. But uniformly, as Baba says, anything inside of your house, you're allowed to. Anything outside, don't do it.
Well.
That's what I heard from him. Isn't that what he said, Richard?
Yep.
Yeah.
You should have invited the moose into your
house. That's right.
Bravo. We tried to call him into the yard, but it didn't happen.
That was funny.
We had a moose thing.
Well, anything else before we go? Instead of singing a song, as we walk out of this room, do not believe the mind. Do not believe the vagary of judgment, self-judgment. Do believe that by the virtue that the truth is only one, God is only one, that I cannot be anything else but that. In that light, stand our ground and let us not move. Let us walk the walk, talk the walk, and think the walk. And this is the time that the most precious gift that we can give to anyone, including the world, is our light. It really is, on a spoken light. And our contentment and our strength of conviction of who we are. May we all rejoice every second of our life in that awakening that is our turn here and now. We have waited it eons of lifetime. Now is here and now offered to us. Namaste.
Nice to meet you.